The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Erica joins us today for Am I Wrong? Hello, Erica.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
How are you?
Good morning.
Hi.
What's going on, Erica?
All right. Well, I need some help. I need to figure out if am I wrong.
Yeah. What's going on? What's the argument about it? And who's it with?
Okay. Well, it's with my honey George. So my birthday's coming up, and
happy birthday!
Yay!
Thank you. Yes, I'm excited for it. Very. Yeah. And you know, my boyfriend, he wants to get me something, obviously. And he alluded to jewelry, and I got excited. You know, I love jewelry.
Yeah, everyone loves jewelry. Right.
Right?
Right.
I was at the mall, and I happened to see this really beautiful necklace.
Uh-huh.
And I just loved it. So I snapped a quick picture, and I sent it to him, and I'm like, hey, how about this one? And he got all mad at me. He's literally currently mad at me because he said that, like, how, you know, I can't tell him what to give me for my birthday, that it's no fun. He has something in mind, and that now, you know, now it's all messed up, and I'm like, well, I that's ridiculous. I'm just making this easy.
Yeah.
For both of us.
Right.
I mean, this is something I know I love.
Right. Right. So he can just go in and buy it and give it to you and everybody's happy.
Isn't that every guy's dream?
Yeah.
I thought that's how the jewelry shopping experience worked.
I thought that's what guys wanted, is for you to say exactly what you want.
So did I. Well, okay. I guess not in the necklace front. I don't know. So I could use help. I mean,
yeah.
What? I don't know.
No. All right. Let's. You said his name's Honey George?
George, he's my honey.
Oh.
I was like, what?
she said, I'm arguing with Honey George.
Oh,
so
okay.
I thought it was a weird name, but honey. You know. All right, well, let's call Honey George and find out what's going on.
Hello?
George?
Speaking, may I ask who's calling?
Yes, George, my name is Mark Kay, and I'm here with Megan. We host the Big 8 Morning Mess on 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, George.
Hey.
Hi.
Also, George, do you sometimes go by the name of Honey?
Honey?
Yeah, your girlfriend Erica, she likes to call you Honey?
yeah, she does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, she's with us, too. Say hi, Honey.
Hey, hon.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, yeah.
George, Erica told us that you're upset with her because she told you exactly what she wants for her birthday. Is that true?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I wanted to surprise her, and she's acting like I don't know how to pick out jewelry or something.
Yeah.
Well, no, baby. No, I know you can pick out jewelry. I just saw this one particular necklace that I thought, this is beautiful. I love this. I would love for this to be from you.
Yeah.
I would love to wear it all the time, feeling you. And I don't see what the big problem is, but I just snapped the picture and said, hey, let's get this.
So here's the thing. What if I wanted to surprise you and get that necklace?
Now
I can't do that because you've already made a point, like, you want this necklace, so, like, it takes the surprise away.
Right.
Oh, but...
So, George, were you going to get her some jewelry, is that what we understand?
Yeah, I was going to pick out some jewelry and surprise her.
Yeah.
And then, I don't feel like I should be micromanaged in trying to surprise her.
But
like,
is this your
first relationship with a woman?
She's just telling you what she wants, though. It's not micromanaging. It's just being honest and open about what she wants. Wouldn't that make it easier for you?
No.
But what if you got her something and then she hated it?
I would take full responsibility.
All right. And then you would take it back to the store and get her something that she actually wants.
And then it's just like thing she sent you.
I would take it back to the store and get exactly.
Okay. All right. Hang on.
Birthday.
Hang on one second, you two. 340-9595. George wanted to pick something up for Erica, but she ruined it by just sending a picture of what she wanted. Now he's upset and thinks he's being micromanaged. 340-9595. Who's right? Who's wrong? It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. Your phone call's next. Erica has a birthday coming up. Happy birthday, Erica.
Thank you so much.
And she sent her boyfriend a picture of a necklace she wanted. And George, that made you mad. Why did that make you mad?
Because I don't like to be treated like a child.
Right. You wanted to pick out your own gift for her.
Exactly.
All right. And Erica, you just thought this would be easier for him and easier for you because he can go get it and you get what you want.
Exactly. I love it already.
Yeah, love it
already. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, 340-9595. Who's right? Who's wrong? Glenn.
Yes.
How you doing?
Pretty good, yourself?
Good. What'd you want to say, Glenn?
To the guy that's calling in about his girlfriend, telling him exactly what he wants. Been married 13 years, and I'm still trying to get my wife to do that, so he should consider himself pretty fortunate. Yeah. A lot of time and money.
See, that's what I thought, too. Like, I feel like even my boyfriend's always like, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Like, he wants me to tell him exactly what I want. Like, if I just was like, this is exactly what I want, I feel like that would just make it easier.
Yeah, because then you don't have to save receipts. You don't have to go back to the store, because going to the store is torture enough. So why do it to yourself twice if you don't want to exactly what you want? It's a win.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I went out to get my wife something for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And there was a guy that walked in right after me. Thanks for calling, by the way. And he walked in right after me, and the lady goes, hi, can I help you? And the guy pulls out his phone, points it at her, and goes, this. I need this. And it was a photo that his wife had texted him of like the exact thing she wanted.
That's great. Yeah. I mean, I see nothing wrong with that.
She wrapped it up.
She knows what she wants. Yeah. I think that's great.
340-9595. This is Barbara from Mandarin. Hi, Barbara. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Great. What do you think? Who's right? Who's wrong?
I agree with George.
You agree with George that he should be able to pick out what he wants?
Absolutely. It's a gift, and we should be grateful. And I think that he should have the right to surprise his woman with her necklace of his choosing.
But like sometimes people don't like surprises. Like I do. I like to be surprised, but like some people really just know what they want. So I mean,
well, and that's fine if it's something she's picking out, but he wants to gift her
as
a surprise, and I think she's kind of taken that from him, and I think he's right.
All right. Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. My wife, when she was pregnant with our first child, she sent me a link to a diaper bag, like this Italian designer diaper bag.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, and she wrote something like, OMG, this is so expensive. Do not buy me this. Here's the link.
That's amazing.
And I thought about it for a while. I was like, why would she not want me to buy it for her and then include a link?
Oh, I get it. That's awesome.
Austin from the beaches. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, great. What'd you want to say, Austin? What do you think?
So, I mean, my wife and I have this kind of same thing. I kind of have a foot in both camps here. I like that she sends me things that she wants, so it's easier for me to pick out, and I know that she's going to like it. But then the following week, she'll be like, yeah, you never surprise me with anything.
Yeah.
I always have to tell you what to get me. Oh, yeah. You know, that's just one of the joys of being married to a woman.
Exactly.
There's many of them. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
You could do both, you know? You could surprise them with gifts, and then you could also tell them what you want sometimes.
That is true.
Why can't it be both?
Here's what you do. You go out, you pick out something, you make sure you get a gift receipt.
Yeah.
Right? And then you come home and say, hey, if you don't like this, there's a gift receipt. In which case, if it's my wife, within seconds, we'll be, oh, great. When are we going back?
Yeah.
Let's go now. Anonymous from Riverside, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. I can't wait to hear what salacious advice you're going to have that you need to like hide your name from everybody.
Yeah, well, I'm in a relationship right now that's similar to, I deal with the same issues. So.
Yeah. You want what you want, but he doesn't want to get it for you?
Yeah, and it just feels like it's a control thing. Like, why is it such a big deal? Why do men have to be so petty and immature about it? If she knows what she wants, it's her birthday. You know, it's not like it's his birthday. It's her special day. She knows what she wants. And I don't see the big issue in, you know, making a big deal about it. Oh, you're treating me like a baby. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree. If she has something specific in her mind that she wants and she wants to tell him about it, then I don't get why that's a bad thing.
Yeah, and I also agree that, you know, sometimes he can surprise her, but, you know, like all the time she doesn't have to tell him what she wants every birthday.
Right.
But, I mean, now if she knows, I don't, I just, if it's an occasional thing, I mean, what's the big deal? She's going to get it for herself anyways, probably. Yeah. So why not just relieve her of spending all that money on herself?
Well, here's the problem. Birthdays and Christmas and, like, Valentine's Day, that's all, like, expected occasions. So she's going to have a say in it. If he really wants to surprise her with something he picked out, it's got to be like a random Thursday or something.
Right, like exactly.
Just roll in one day and be like, baby, I got you something. And she'd be like, ah!
No, exactly. I totally agree with that. Yeah.
So basically,
great advice, Mark.
Basically, yeah. The moral of the story is just buy her even more jewelry.
Yeah, buy more gifts, basically.
And you'll be fine.
That's what we're going with.
Good luck. Good luck. Good luck, Anonymous. Mark, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, good. What'd you want to say, Mark?
Yeah, I just wanted to say basically that the guy should be able to get the necklace that he wants to get or get the jewelry that he wants to get, because it's something that is going to have his taste. Like, he wants to buy her something with his taste, and if he was going to get the necklace that she wants him to get, that he might as well just give her cash or a gift card and let her go and buy it herself. You know?
No, that's not a gift then. You don't want just cash. That's not thoughtful or nice.
Exactly, though. But this is exactly my point, though, because he's picking the gift. He might as well just, like, give her money and she can get it herself. Like, it's not a gift from him. It's a gift from herself.
But she doesn't. Money. But she doesn't want to go get it herself. That's the whole point of her telling him, right? I mean.
But it's a gift from herself with his money. It's not really a gift from him.
Mark, are you married?
I am married.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Perfect. All right. I was just checking because it didn't sound like it. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it.
A gift from someone else's money, that is a gift. Like, right. If it's your money and you're buying it for your wife, like, that's still a gift. Just because she picks it out doesn't mean it's not a gift.
Right.
You know?
Right. But whatever you do, just don't put cash in an envelope and say, happy birthday.
No, that's going to be a hard no.
I mean, unless it's like above, you know, if it's a certain amount, I think it becomes okay.
I mean, if it's a random Thursday and you want to give me an envelope full of cash, I'm down.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.